The Plant Paradox Cookbook, 100 Delicious Recipes to Help You Lose Weight, Heal Your Gut, and Live Lectin-Free. By Stephen R. Gundry. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Plant Paradox Cookbook, 100 Delicious Recipes to Help You Lose Weight, Heal Your Gut, and Live Lectin-Free by Stephen R. Gundry is a comprehensive guide to eating lectin-free. Dr. Gundry, a renowned cardiologist and author of the New York Times bestseller The Plant Paradox, provides readers with a comprehensive guide to understanding and avoiding lectins, the proteins found in many plant-based foods that can cause inflammation and other health issues. He also provides 100 delicious recipes that are free of lectins, as well as tips and tricks for shopping, cooking, and eating lectin-free. The book begins with an introduction to lectins and their effects on the body. Dr. Gundry explains how lectins can cause inflammation, digestive issues, and other health problems, and how avoiding them can help improve overall health. He then provides a comprehensive list of lectin-containing foods, as well as a list of lectin-free foods that can be eaten in their place. The book then provides 100 delicious recipes that are free of lectins. These recipes include breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack options, as well as desserts and drinks. Each recipe includes detailed instructions and nutritional information. Dr. Gundry also provides tips and tricks for shopping, cooking, and eating lectin-free. The Plant Paradox Cookbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their health by avoiding lectins. With its comprehensive guide to understanding and avoiding lectins, as well as its delicious recipes, this book is sure to help readers achieve their health goals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Eat a lectin-free diet. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides 100 delicious recipes to help you lose weight, heal your gut, and live lectin-free. It includes meal plans, shopping lists, and tips for eating out. Main idea number 2. Understand lectins. Lectins are proteins found in plants that can cause inflammation and digestive issues. The book explains how to identify and avoid lectin-containing foods. Main idea number 3. Eat healthy fats. Healthy fats like olive oil, coconut oil, and avocados are essential for a lectin-free diet. The book provides recipes for incorporating these fats into meals. Main idea number 4. Avoid processed foods. Processed foods are high in lectins and other unhealthy ingredients. The book explains how to identify and avoid processed foods. Main idea number 5. Eat nutrient-dense foods. Nutrient-dense foods like vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds are essential for a lectin-free diet. The book provides recipes for incorporating these foods into meals. Main idea number 6. Incorporate probiotics. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help to maintain a healthy gut. The book explains how to incorporate probiotics into your diet. Main idea number 7. Avoid gluten. Gluten is a lectin-containing protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. The book explains how to identify and avoid gluten-containing foods. Main idea number 8. Eat fermented foods. Fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut are high in probiotics and can help to maintain a healthy gut. The book provides recipes for incorporating fermented foods into meals. Main idea number 9. Avoid dairy. Dairy is high in lectins and can cause digestive issues. The book explains how to identify and avoid dairy-containing foods. Main idea number 10. Eat organic. Organic foods are free from pesticides and other chemicals. The book explains how to identify and purchase organic foods. Main idea number 11. Avoid sugar. Sugar is high in lectins and can cause inflammation. The book explains how to identify and avoid sugar-containing foods. Main idea number 12. Eat grass-fed meats. Grass-fed meats are higher in nutrients and lower in lectins than grain-fed meats. The book provides recipes for incorporating grass-fed meats into meals. Main idea number 13. Incorporate bone broth. Bone broth is high in minerals and can help to heal the gut. The book provides recipes for incorporating bone broth into meals. Main idea number 14. Avoid soy. Soy is high in lectins and can cause digestive issues. The book explains how to identify and avoid soy-containing foods. Main idea number 15. Eat wild-caught fish. Wild-caught fish are higher in nutrients and lower in lectins than farm-raised fish. The book provides recipes for incorporating wild-caught fish into meals. Main idea number 16. Incorporate herbs and spices. Herbs and spices are high in antioxidants and can help to reduce inflammation. The book provides recipes for incorporating herbs and spices into meals. Main idea number 17. Avoid nightshades. Nightshades are a family of plants that are high in lectins. The book explains how to identify and avoid nightshade-containing foods. Main idea number 18. Eat low-glycemic fruits. Low-glycemic fruits like berries and apples are lower in lectins and can help to regulate blood sugar. The book provides recipes for incorporating low-glycemic fruits into meals. Main idea number 19. Incorporate healthy sweeteners. Healthy sweeteners like honey and maple syrup are lower in lectins and can help to satisfy a sweet tooth. The book provides recipes for incorporating healthy sweeteners into meals. Main idea number 20. Avoid alcohol. Alcohol is high in lectins and can cause inflammation. The book explains how to identify and avoid alcohol-containing foods. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Eating a lectin-free diet is becoming increasingly popular as people look for ways to improve their health and well-being. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides 100 delicious recipes to help you lose weight, heal your gut, and live lectin-free. It includes meal plans, shopping lists, and tips for eating out, so you can easily incorporate lectin-free meals into your lifestyle. The book also provides information on the science behind lectins and how they can affect your health, so you can make informed decisions about what to eat. With the help of the Plant Paradox Cookbook, you can enjoy delicious, lectin-free meals that will help you reach your health goals. The Plant Paradox Cookbook is a great resource for anyone looking to make the switch to a lectin-free diet. It provides easy-to-follow recipes that are both delicious and nutritious, so you can enjoy meals that are good for your health. The book also includes meal plans, shopping lists, and tips for eating out, so you can easily incorporate lectin-free meals into your lifestyle. With the help of the Plant Paradox Cookbook, you can enjoy delicious, lectin-free meals that will help you reach your health goals. Main idea number 2. Lectins are proteins found in plants that can cause inflammation and digestive issues. They are found in many common foods, such as grains, legumes, and nightshade vegetables. In the Plant Paradox Cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid lectin-containing foods. He provides a comprehensive list of lectin-containing foods and offers tips on how to reduce lectin intake. He also provides delicious recipes that are free of lectins, so readers can enjoy a healthy and balanced diet without worrying about lectin-related health issues. Dr. Gundry also explains the science behind lectins and how they can affect the body. He provides an in-depth look at the potential health benefits of avoiding lectins, as well as the potential risks of consuming them. With this book, readers can learn how to make informed decisions about their diet and health. The Plant Paradox Cookbook is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to reduce their lectin intake. It provides a comprehensive overview of lectins and their potential health effects, as well as delicious recipes that are free of lectins. With this book, readers can learn how to make informed decisions about their diet and health, and enjoy a healthy and balanced diet without worrying about lectin-related health issues. Main idea number 3. Eating healthy fats is an important part of a lectin-free diet. Healthy fats like olive oil, coconut oil, and avocados are essential for providing the body with essential fatty acids and helping to reduce inflammation. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides recipes for incorporating these healthy fats into meals. For example, the book includes recipes for olive oil-based dressings, coconut oil-based desserts, and avocado-based dips. These recipes make it easy to incorporate healthy fats into your diet in a delicious and nutritious way. Eating healthy fats can help you to lose weight, heal your gut, and live lectin-free. Main idea number 4. Processed foods are often high in lectins, which are proteins found in many plants that can cause inflammation and other health issues. They can also contain unhealthy ingredients such as added sugar, trans fats, and artificial colors and flavors. Eating processed foods can lead to weight gain, digestive problems, and other health issues. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides readers with the tools to identify and avoid processed foods. It explains how to read labels and spot unhealthy ingredients, as well as how to make healthier choices when shopping for food. The book also includes over 100 delicious recipes that are free of lectins and other unhealthy ingredients, so readers can enjoy healthy meals without sacrificing flavor. Main idea number 5. Eating nutrient-dense foods is an important part of a lectin-free diet. Nutrient-dense foods like vegetables, fruits, nuts, and seeds are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that are essential for good health. Eating these foods can help to reduce inflammation, improve digestion, and boost the immune system. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides recipes for incorporating these nutrient-dense foods into delicious meals. From salads and soups to main dishes and desserts, the book offers a variety of recipes that are both healthy and delicious. Eating nutrient-dense foods is an easy way to get the nutrition your body needs while avoiding lectins. Main idea number 6. Incorporating probiotics into your diet is an important step in maintaining a healthy gut. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides a comprehensive guide to adding probiotics to your diet. It explains the different types of probiotics, how to choose the right ones for your needs, and how to incorporate them into your meals. The book also provides delicious recipes that make it easy to incorporate probiotics into your diet. From probiotic-rich smoothies to probiotic-infused salads, the recipes in the Plant Paradox Cookbook make it easy to get the probiotics you need to maintain a healthy gut. The Plant Paradox Cookbook also provides helpful tips on how to maximize the benefits of probiotics. It explains how to store probiotics properly, how to choose the right probiotic supplement, and how to ensure that you are getting the most out of your probiotic-rich meals. With this book, you can easily incorporate probiotics into your diet and reap the benefits of a healthy gut. Main idea number 7. Avoiding gluten is an important part of following the Plant Paradox diet. Gluten is a lectin-containing protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. It can cause inflammation and digestive issues in some people, and can be difficult to digest. In the Plant Paradox Cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid gluten-containing foods. He provides a comprehensive list of gluten-containing grains, as well as a list of gluten-free grains and flours. He also provides tips on how to read food labels to identify hidden sources of gluten. With this information, you can make informed decisions about which foods to include in your diet and which to avoid. Dr. Gundry also provides delicious recipes that are free of gluten. He includes recipes for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and desserts that are all gluten-free. These recipes are designed to help you lose weight, heal your gut, and live lectin-free. With these recipes, you can enjoy delicious meals without worrying about gluten. Main idea number 8. Fermented foods are a great way to improve your gut health. They are full of probiotics, which are beneficial bacteria that help to keep your digestive system in balance. Eating fermented foods like kimchi and sauerkraut can help to reduce inflammation, improve digestion, and boost your immune system. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides delicious recipes for incorporating fermented foods into your meals. From kimchi stuffed mushrooms to sauerkraut topped tacos, you can easily add these probiotic-rich foods to your diet. Not only are fermented foods good for your gut, but they also add a unique flavor to your meals. So why not give them a try? Main idea number 9. Avoiding dairy is an important part of following the plant paradox diet. Dairy is high in lectins, which can cause digestive issues and other health problems. In the Plant Paradox cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid dairy-containing foods. He provides a comprehensive list of dairy-containing foods, as well as tips on how to substitute dairy-free ingredients in recipes. He also offers advice on how to make dairy-free versions of popular dishes, such as macaroni and cheese, lasagna, and ice cream. With the help of this book, you can easily make delicious, lectin-free meals that are free of dairy. Dr. Gundry also explains the importance of avoiding dairy for those who are sensitive to lectins. He explains that dairy can cause inflammation and other digestive issues, and can even lead to autoimmune diseases. He provides detailed information on how to identify and avoid dairy-containing foods, as well as how to substitute dairy-free ingredients in recipes. With the help of this book, you can easily make delicious, lectin-free meals that are free of dairy. Main idea number 10. Eating organic is an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Organic foods are grown without the use of synthetic pesticides, fertilizers, or other chemicals, and are free from genetically modified organisms, GMOs. Organic foods are also often fresher and more nutrient-dense than their non-organic counterparts. In the Plant Paradox cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and purchase organic foods, as well as how to prepare them in delicious and nutritious recipes. He also provides tips on how to make organic eating more affordable and accessible. With this book, you can learn how to make the most of organic foods and enjoy the health benefits that come with eating organic. Main idea number 11. Sugar is a major source of lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation in the body. In the Plant Paradox cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid sugar-containing foods. He explains that sugar is found in many processed foods, including breads, cereals, and snacks. He also explains that sugar is hidden in many condiments, sauces, and dressings. He recommends avoiding sugar-sweetened beverages, such as soda and juice, as well as desserts and candy. He also suggests limiting the amount of added sugar in recipes. By avoiding sugar, you can reduce inflammation and improve your overall health. Dr. Gundry also provides tips on how to reduce sugar cravings. He suggests eating more protein and healthy fats, such as nuts and seeds, to help keep you full and satisfied. He also recommends eating more fiber-rich foods, such as fruits and vegetables, to help slow the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream. Finally, he suggests drinking plenty of water to help reduce sugar cravings. By following these tips, you can reduce your sugar intake and improve your health. Main idea number 12. Grass-fed meats are a great way to get the most out of your meals. Not only are they higher in nutrients than grain-fed meats, but they are also lower in lectins, which can be harmful to your health. The Plant Paradox cookbook provides recipes for incorporating grass-fed meats into your meals, so you can enjoy the health benefits without sacrificing flavor. From grass-fed beef burgers to grass-fed lamb chops, you can find a variety of delicious recipes that will help you lose weight, heal your gut, and live lectin-free. So don't be afraid to try something new and incorporate grass-fed meats into your diet today. Main idea number 13. Bone broth is a great way to add minerals and nutrients to your diet. It is especially beneficial for those with gut issues, as it helps to heal the gut lining. The Plant Paradox cookbook provides recipes for incorporating bone broth into meals. For example, you can make a delicious soup by simmering bone broth with vegetables, herbs, and spices. You can also use bone broth as a base for sauces and gravies, or as a flavorful addition to stews and casseroles. Bone broth can also be used to make risotto, or as a base for a flavorful broth-based soup. No matter how you choose to use it, Bone broth is a great way to add flavor and nutrition to your meals. Main idea number 14. Soy is a common ingredient in many processed foods, and it can be difficult to avoid. However, it is important to do so, as soy is high in lectins, which can cause digestive issues. In the Plant Paradox Cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid soy-containing foods. He provides a comprehensive list of soy-containing ingredients, as well as tips on how to read food labels and spot hidden sources of soy. He also offers advice on how to substitute soy-containing ingredients with healthier alternatives. With this information, readers can make informed decisions about the foods they eat and avoid the potential health risks associated with consuming soy. Dr. Gundry also provides delicious recipes that are free of soy and other lectin-containing ingredients. These recipes are designed to help readers lose weight, heal their gut, and live lectin-free. From breakfast dishes to desserts, the recipes are easy to make and full of flavor. With the Plant Paradox Cookbook, readers can enjoy a variety of delicious meals without having to worry about the potential health risks associated with consuming soy. Main idea number 15. Eating wild-caught fish is a great way to get the most out of your meals. Wild-caught fish are higher in nutrients and lower in lectins than farm-raised fish, making them a healthier choice. Wild-caught fish are also more sustainable, as they are caught in their natural environment and not bred in captivity. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen R. Gundry provides recipes for incorporating wild-caught fish into meals. These recipes are designed to help you lose weight, heal your gut, and live lectin-free. With these recipes, you can enjoy the health benefits of wild-caught fish without sacrificing flavor. So, if you're looking for a way to get the most out of your meals, consider adding wild-caught fish to your diet. Main idea number 16. Incorporating herbs and spices into meals is a great way to add flavor and nutrition to your diet. Herbs and spices are high in antioxidants and can help to reduce inflammation. The Plant Paradox Cookbook provides recipes for incorporating herbs and spices into meals. From savory dishes like rosemary roasted potatoes to sweet treats like cardamom spiced apple crisp, the book offers a variety of recipes that make it easy to add herbs and spices to your diet. Not only do these recipes add flavor and nutrition to your meals, but they can also help to reduce inflammation and improve your overall health. In addition to the recipes, the Plant Paradox Cookbook also provides helpful tips for using herbs and spices. For example, the book suggests adding herbs and spices to your meals at the beginning of the cooking process to allow the flavors to fully develop. It also recommends using fresh herbs and spices whenever possible, as they tend to have more flavor than dried varieties. With these tips and the recipes provided in the book, you can easily incorporate herbs and spices into your meals and reap the health benefits they offer. Main idea number 17. Nightshades are a family of plants that includes tomatoes, potatoes, eggplants, peppers, and goji berries. These plants are high in lectins, which are proteins that can cause inflammation in the body. Lectins can also interfere with the absorption of nutrients, leading to digestive issues and other health problems. In the Plant Paradox Cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid nightshade-containing foods. He recommends avoiding nightshades altogether, as they can be difficult to digest and can cause inflammation. He also suggests substituting other vegetables for nightshades in recipes, such as cauliflower for potatoes, zucchini for eggplant, and bell peppers for peppers. By avoiding nightshades, you can reduce inflammation and improve your overall health. Dr. Gundry also provides tips on how to reduce lectin levels in nightshade-containing foods. He recommends cooking nightshades at high temperatures, as this can reduce the lectin content. He also suggests soaking nightshades in water for several hours before cooking, as this can help to reduce lectin levels. Additionally, he recommends peeling and desteeing nightshades before cooking, as this can further reduce lectin levels. By following these tips, you can reduce the lectin content of nightshades and make them easier to digest. Main idea number 18. Eating low glycemic fruits is an important part of a healthy diet. Low-glycemic fruits like berries and apples are lower in lectins, which can help to regulate blood sugar levels. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen R. Gundry provides recipes for incorporating low-glycemic fruits into meals. These recipes can help you to enjoy the benefits of low-glycemic fruits without sacrificing flavor. From smoothies and salads to main dishes and desserts, the book offers a variety of recipes that make it easy to incorporate low-glycemic fruits into your diet. Eating low-glycemic fruits can help you to maintain a healthy weight, improve your gut health, and reduce your risk of developing chronic diseases. Main idea number 19. Incorporating healthy sweeteners into meals is a great way to satisfy a sweet tooth without consuming too many lectins. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen R. Gundry provides recipes for incorporating healthy sweeteners like honey and maple syrup into meals. These sweeteners are lower in lectins than other sweeteners, so they can help to reduce the amount of lectins consumed. The book also provides tips on how to use these sweeteners in a variety of recipes, from breakfast to dessert. With these recipes, you can enjoy sweet treats without worrying about the lectin content. In addition to recipes, the book also provides information on the health benefits of using healthy sweeteners. Honey and maple syrup are both rich in antioxidants, which can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. They also contain vitamins and minerals that can help to boost the immune system and provide energy. By incorporating these sweeteners into meals, you can enjoy the health benefits while still satisfying your sweet tooth. Main idea number 20. Avoiding alcohol is an important part of following the Plant Paradox diet. Alcohol is high in lectins, which can cause inflammation and other health issues. In the Plant Paradox cookbook, Dr. Stephen R. Gundry explains how to identify and avoid alcohol-containing foods. He recommends avoiding all forms of alcohol, including beer, wine, and spirits. He also suggests avoiding foods that contain alcohol, such as certain sauces, dressings, and desserts. By avoiding alcohol and alcohol-containing foods, you can reduce your lectin intake and improve your overall health. Dr. Gundry also provides tips on how to make the transition to a lectin-free lifestyle easier. He suggests gradually reducing your alcohol intake and replacing it with healthier alternatives, such as herbal teas, sparkling water, and fresh juices. He also recommends finding ways to enjoy social activities without alcohol, such as going for a walk or playing a game. By following these tips, you can make the transition to a lectin-free lifestyle easier and more enjoyable. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.